for this week's Campfire Musical Sesh, the first one of the new year.
Woohoo!
I'm joined in the studio by my co-host, John Burdick.
Hello, and welcome to 2026.
And we're also joined in the studio by another John. We have John Elwood Morgan in the studio with us. Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you are here. So tell us a little bit about yourself as a musician for those of us who don't know you.
Yeah. So I'm an Americana folk singer-songwriter. Well, I've been playing basically my whole life, but really actively for the last 8 or 9 years or so. And it really took until about 2 or 3 years that I really started to hone in on myself. And I've got some music out now, so...
Very exciting. Things are rolling.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing it to the community campfire.
Absolutely.
We're excited.
Yeah.
So where do you hail from? Are you a Utah native?
Yes. Yeah. So I grew up in Tooele out there, way out there in Tooele. I can confirm Tooele exists.
Yes.
It does exist, as a matter of fact.
Do you want to get into why it's not called Tooele?
Why it's not called Tooele? Well, you know, and that's one that I love being in Utah because no matter where I go, I always get that reaction whenever I tell people wherever I'm from. So. That's how I know I'm home. So I'm living in Logan right now, going to USU, so go Aggies. Also, most recently, spent a few years in South Carolina. We just wanted an adventure, so we packed up and headed cross-country.
Did you, like, throw a dart in South Carolina?
No. So my wife's family, she hails from back east, and they've lived kind of all over. My father-in-law moved around quite a bit for work, and they were living in South Carolina at the time, and we were living in a shoebox apartment in Salt Lake, and we were like, well, I wonder if maybe it's time for a little bit of a change. And just on a whim, we were just like, I wonder what it costs to live out in South Carolina. And holy cow, it is dirt cheap.
Yep.
Compared to here, still. And so we were like, well, I mean, we're heading out there, I guess. So we just felt like a change. We felt like an adventure. So
yeah.
How was the music scene?
Oh, very cool. Very cool. What I love about music out east, and really particularly in the South, are just the plethora of small venues where these bands that you would never have heard of get to play, and they have a great time doing it, and it's fun to go watch. So the music scene out there is vibrant and well, especially for people who are really into roots music. Mm-hmm. There's a great deal of that out there. That's what I'm into, so that's what I paid attention mostly. Just small venues out there, you can catch these great bands.
And for all intents and purposes now, I'm going to call John on my right, Burdick, and I'm going to call you John.
Okay. Sounds like a deal.
Yeah. So, John, what got you into Americana music in the first place? Have you always been interested in it? Was it someone in particular that brought you in, or was it that trip to South Carolina that kind of fully solidified that love of Americana for you?
Oh, yes. That's the answer to all that. It really kind of felt like a full circle thing for me. What's hard about solo singer-songwriter stuff is sometimes it's really hard to pin down, well, what genre am I? Because I'm just writing songs, right? But when I was a kid, my first album that I was ever given was a Best of John Denver live recording from his Wildlife concert. It was about 2 years before he passed. And so that was really my first, like, oh, this is my music, right? This is the beginning of my collection, my taste in music. This, you know, really did develop when I was out in South Carolina, just was surrounded by great blues, great bluegrass, folk music, you know, just all this great stuff. And I really started to be inspired by that. And it, like I said, it felt like a full circle kind of moment for me. Because I played a lot of different genres. You know, I kind of did the Jack Johnson thing, the Jason Mraz thing for a little while. But yeah, after living there and meeting a lot of people, meeting a lot of great songwriters, felt like kind of coming back to that John Denver, that Johnny Cash, that Cat Stevens sort of thing. So
I mean, yeah, John Denver's collaboration with so many artists like the Muppets.
Which is great for this time of year, especially.
We would love to get in touch with some of those roots and hear a song of yours. What are you going to play for us first here on the Community Campfire this morning?
So this is one of the songs from my first EP, which is out on all streaming platforms. The EP is called New Skies. We're going to play a tune for you called I Meant Well.
Here's I Meant Well right here live on the Community Campfire.
One entering again, this familiar state I'm in. The wind's at my back, it keeps me moving on. Flows through my veins like a westbound train, restless and searching for so long. Will I find it or not? I can't tell. Just tell my preacher I meant well. I knew before too long, this is where I don't belong. I gave it half a chance, and that's when I departed. Now I should have known, I couldn't leave well enough alone. I was better off leaving before I started. Yet another town I bid farewell. I made an offer that didn't sell. They say good intentions pave the road to hell. Just tell my preacher I meant well. All right. When everything turns out wrong, take my coat and head and move along. Weary and resigned, but still I hope to find something growing in the seeds that I sow. No way to know, I'm getting tired and it shows. I need to settle down, but it's all I've ever known. To that old way of life, I bid farewell. I've been wasting all this time and it's just as well. Will I find my way or not? Time will tell. Just tell my preacher I meant well. I just wanna say, as I carry on my way, I meant well. I meant well. I meant well. I meant well.
Yeah.
Hey. Right. Man, hey,
thanks so much, y'all.
I love hearing the harmonica in there. It's so fun to have. What is that thing called around your neck? Is it just a harmonica holder?
Harmonica holder. Yeah, there's not a more technical term for that. Just harmonica holder, yeah.
Well, I hope our listeners out there enjoyed that too. I know we certainly did here in the studio.
Well, if you're just joining us on the Community Campfire, we're sitting down with artist musician John Elwood Morgan, who hails from Thule, Utah.
Good old Thule, Utah.
So you went away to South Carolina, and you came back. So what was it about coming back and having all those experiences that have kind of shaped your musical journey now?
It's kind of interesting because I came back to go to school, and I am going to school for music. I'm in the music therapy program up at USU. Here is where I feel like things started for me. There's a great community of songwriters that's here in Utah as well, really in every area of Utah. And it was really cool to be able to come back and almost kind of show how I've grown. I almost feel like I kind of grew into having a place here in the songwriting community. I mean, it was always very supportive. You know, that's one thing that I love about the music community here in Utah is I feel like there's just so many people who are willing to talk to you, willing to listen to your songs, give you some feedback. But I almost feel like I grew into myself a little bit more, was able to come back and kind of show people that maybe have heard me before years before when I was playing in Salt Lake. I was playing these farmers markets and stuff in Salt Lake Valley, that like, okay, now I feel like I've got something. You know, now I feel like I know what I want to say and I know how to say it.
You were starting to play around town. Tell me a little bit about how are you finding being now a solo artist?
I've noticed that I do started to collaborate a lot more recently because there's such a great community up in Logan, as a matter of fact. Really a great amount of really talented musicians, really talented songwriters. And now, kind of going back to what we were talking about before, feeling like, okay, I know what I want to say, I know how to say it, I've got my voice. That almost makes it easier to know what you bring to the table in a collaboration. So that's something I'm looking forward to. On the other hand, I just love the magic of a solo performance. And I feel like that's something that it's not as appreciated, I feel like, as much anymore.
Sure.
Which is sad to me. I feel like a lot of times the guy with the acoustic guitar shows up, which, I mean, there's millions of them, right? Like, there's so many of them that when they get relegated to the coffee shop, it makes sense, but it's also sad to me. So I think another part of what my musical vision for myself for the next few years is to show how a solo act can still deliver a compelling performance.
We want to talk about one performance that sticks out in your mind. Is there any that you're reminded, like, oh, that was a fantastic show, or that was such a weird show, you know?
Well, so what I love to do, and I have done some opening for some bands. I've played some of the festivals around Utah. I did Summerfest up in Logan. I've done the Utah State Fair. But what really stands out to me most in a performing context is being able to perform in kind of the intimacy of people's homes. House concerts is something that I am a huge, huge fan of. I love to attend them, and I love to be a part of them, because you really, not only do you have an audience there that's engaged, that's there to hear your songs, right, which is a huge honor and blessing. Because I'm not in a coffee shop, right? I've got people who are here to listen to my songs and actually pay attention to them. That's a great honor for me. The crowd is by nature very, very small. And so you get this intimacy, this interaction, this reciprocal energy that I feel like reminds me a lot of these smaller venues that we would go to out in the Carolinas. They're just magic moments, right? They're moments that you want to stay with you for forever.
If our listeners wanted to find you on the interwebs or wanted to bring you in for a private party,
sure.
How do they find you?
So you can go to my website, johnelwoodmorgan.com. You can find all of my contact info there, links to all my music. I got some video footage up there as well of my performance. So that's really the best place.
And the new album again is what's it called?
So I've got an EP out that's called New Skies. I put that out at the end of last year. I actually also just did a double single. I really wanted to do like a vinyl single. It's got an A side, it's got a B side. It's got everything except the vinyl because I'm poor, but vinyl costs money. But yeah, so I've got a new set of songs out as well. I'm working on another project already. Things are going. I'm not slowing down. So,
well, this has been great. Thank you so much for stopping by today and playing us a few songs, because we're going to hear that second song here and now. What are you going to play for us to wrap up the show today?
I'm going to go through my first single that I ever released. It was in September last year. It's called Linger.
What's this one about?
This one's really about moments. You know, about moments that we want to just live in, that we don't want to pass. Unfortunately, time goes at 60 seconds a minute and 60 minutes an hour, with nothing we can do about that. But we can just kind of latch onto these moments and make the most of them.
Well, listeners, I hope you linger a little bit longer and listen to this performance here from John Elwood Morgan. Again, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, you guys. So much.
Another day of my choosing, one just like the one before. Each good life comes by necessary labor, but I do well to remember just what all that effort's for. Life has moments that ought to be savored. One by one they come along, like the lyrics of a song you never heard, yet somehow seems familiar. They greet you like an old friend that you did not know you had. When they find you, they call you to linger. I long for you, my darling. You are always on my mind. Though you know I'm predisposed to wander, but then I ask myself a question with an answer yet to find. Do we really need absence to grow fonder. Sometimes I am called to roam, taken far from my home, but I'll return across many a lonesome mound. And there I'll find you waiting, hold you like I can't let go. I'll pray this moment will linger for a while. Come along like the lyrics of a song that I don't know, but always makes me smile. Moments that can warm you like a chair beside the fire. I think I'll stop and linger